Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Minors in Iowa would need parental permission to get vaccines that prevent sexually transmitted diseases under a bill that's on its way to the governor's desk for signature. Current law allows minors to seek medical care for the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of STDs. The measure would exclude vaccines, removing minors' ability to get HPV and hepatitis B vaccines without parents' consent. Democratic Representative Austin Baith of Des Moines calls it a pro-cancer bill because HPV and hepatitis B vaccines prevent some types of cancer.
We have, with these vaccines, a way to save people's lives. And in a state with the fastest rising cancer rates, the second highest cancer rate overall, we should be doing more to prevent cancer, not less.
Republican Representative Jeff Shipley says getting parental consent for vaccinating their children is a reasonable step that should be in the law. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to sell Illinois realtors on his plan to build more affordable housing. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
Pritzker is proposing a statewide zoning law, which would limit local government control over the development of multi-unit housing. At an annual Illinois Realtors conference, Pritzker told agents his plan will help people find homes they can afford.
A little more housing in each area of the state can make a world of difference. And it's an opportunity for our state's economy to grow. Don't let anyone tell you that this is some kind of radical removal of local zoning.
In a statement, the Illinois Municipal League says local leaders who meet with their constituents, quote, every day across the state, obviously have a different opinion. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Rock Island Milan School Board has approved Yolanda Granberry Pugh to continue for another year as dean of Rock Island High School. Last night's 4-3 vote came after the board deadlocked last year on Granberry Pugh's appointment. Her husband and school board member Tracy Pugh abstained from that vote, leading to a 3-3 tie. Granberry Pugh sued the district for discrimination as she was the only person of color up for the position at the time. In October, the board approved her as the interim dean, along with a settlement to cover legal fees in the lawsuit. Last night, the board also approved Mario Shirell as principal at the Thurgood Marshall Learning Center. He served as the center's interim principal since January. During public comment, Rock Island district teacher Onita Watkins-Harris read messages of support for Shirell from her colleagues.
Mr. Shirell has made a positive impact on TMLC. He's made connections with our staff, students, and families, bringing much-needed consistency and leadership. I've been waiting for a true leader who sees the limitless possibilities for our school and its students, and I'm so glad that Mr. Shirell has chosen to be our leader.
Some board members previously contested Shirell's appointment because he did not live inside the school district. Dress for Success Quad Cities is welcoming a new executive director, Mikhail Gibson. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
Gibson, a West Virginia native, has been in the QC 25 years and has held leadership jobs at KSI, Black Hawk College, and Family Resources, among other nonprofits. Head of the local Dress for Success since December, she said the affiliate of the worldwide organization offers clothing and accessories and career support free of charge. One of the misconceptions the QC group faces is that it only provides professional attire for interviews and or new jobs, Gibson said.
We can help with building a resume if you've never done that before. We can help with mock interviews. Sometimes people are even earlier in the process than that. They just need somebody that they can talk to that can talk them through, what would I be good at?
Dress for Success invites the public to attend an open house Thursday, April 16th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at its building 423 East 32nd Street, Davenport. It offers a unique opportunity for guests to learn more about the organization's mission to empower women to achieve economic independence. Attendees will have the chance to meet staff, explore programs and services, and tour the facility. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Twin bills in the Illinois state legislature could bring autonomous vehicles to the state. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has details.
The Autonomous Vehicle Pilot Project Act would create guidelines for self-driving vehicle testing on Illinois roads. The proposed bills would gear the pilot toward counties with at least 1 million residents. Teamsters and other labor unions visited Springfield Tuesday to lobby against the legislation. Rashonda Hudson is a member of Chicago-based Teamsters Local 727.
We always have construction, unpredictable traffic, tight streets, and let's not talk about the weather. When something goes wrong with a robot, how's it going to be resolved?
Each bill is still moving through the House and Senate. I'm Isabella Nieto.
A statewide coalition in Illinois is urging state lawmakers to shore up food access for at-risk Illinoisans who stand to lose their federal benefits. WBEZ's Sam Nofsker reports.
Recent changes to the federal SNAP food relief program could see 250,000 Illinois families lose these benefits by May 1st. Chicagoan Tatiana Balagun made the trek to Springfield with her three young children to protest the cuts at a state house rally. Balagun says she previously lost her SNAP benefits, but got them back and now worries she could lose them again.
It's like the moment you start working, they want to stop your SNAP because you make too much. But they don't understand. People have kids. We got to differentiate between paying our bills or feeding our kids.
The Save Our SNAP Coalition is urging lawmakers to grant a one-time emergency $600 payment to program recipients whose benefits could disappear. I'm Sam Nofsker.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is currently performing an environmental assessment of the potential restart of the Duane Arnold Energy Center near Cedar Rapids. Representatives say if they find that the restart could significantly impact the environment, they will conduct a more extensive environmental impact statement. April Wynn is with the NRC's team that is conducting early inspections at the plant.
The key focus of the review that they're doing is looking at what potentially could have changed from when the plant was operating, when they were shut down, and what the current conditions are, and then, you know, kind of taking a projection forward as to, hey, what could the impact be of this if they do start operating.
Wynn says there will be a public comment period on the environmental assessment this summer. NextEra Energy Resources has submitted what the NRC calls a licensing bundle with applications in various stages of review. It aims to have the Duane Arnold operational again by late 2028 or early 2029. The Rock Island Police Department is investigating after a car collided with a city bus on Monday, injuring six passengers on board. The crash occurred shortly after noon at 24th Street and 4th Avenue downtown. According to police, six people were taken to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Police cited 20-year-old Shermaya Thomas for running a red light. This is WVIK News.